We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Sing it, Crowder.
It's a song. It's a song, yeah.
3 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is sponsored by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. We are live at Twin Peaks in Davie. It's a Man Cave Monday. I had asked for 7 weeks. Will we be doing a Victory Monday at any point this season, where the Hurricanes win and the Dolphins win, and today is that day, so enjoy it. The big breaking news, Preston Williams, receiver, is out for the season, and Bubba Bolden, the Hurricane safety, is out for the season as well. And so there's some unfortunate injury news, but we are going to celebrate both those victories from yesterday. I didn't know how I'd feel. I think I told you at the beginning of the show, I didn't know how I'd feel if the Dolphins won a game, because you do have your eyes on the prize. But I felt good yesterday. I really did. Yeah. And I imagine most Dolphins fans felt good yesterday.
About the win, yes. You know what? I would have felt a lot different if it was that Redskin game.
Right.
It was Gase. Honestly, I said in the first hour, Hawk, I found out yesterday, I had to come to the conclusion inside of my heart, that I dislike Adam Gase. I don't dislike a lot of people in the world. I dislike Adam Gase.
It's his demeanor.
Yes.
It's like, I'm sure he's a fine person. It's his demeanor. Like, I don't know. I had a weird thing with, I bleed orange and green, and I'm all about the Hurricanes. I did feel slightly bad for Willie Taggart when I saw the news yesterday.
Really?
And I know you don't.
Not at all.
I know. And it's obviously mitigated by the fact that he's got an unbelievable payout. And by the way, if Entercom wanted to offer me one quarter of what Willie Taggart got on his buyout, I would never do radio again. I accept your offer, Entercom.
Well, Hawk, that would be $6.25 million.
Yes.
Would be a quarter of what he made.
Correct.
Off that Florida State job.
So, again, when I say I feel bad for him, look, he did not do a good job at FSU, and they don't want to get caught on that hamster wheel.
So how do you feel bad for him? You just said exactly the reason they fired him.
How would you like to be told? And, again, I understand that the money is nice.
Yes.
Changes your life. You'll never have to work again if you don't want to.
No.
How would you like to be told, you're so bad at what you do, we're going to give you a massive amount of money so that you don't do it for us? That doesn't feel good.
It would hit me in the gut.
Right.
Until I thought about the $25 million I just
me
made.
Me too. Me too.
It would, as
me
you
too.
Know, man, your manhood's crushed a little bit. I thought I was good at this. Like, that's the thing. I thought I was good at this.
Right.
It's like losing a pickup game where you – or me – or when – Falero beat me in – we played the three, but he beat me in basketball.
Right, Dr. Like Chuck's house.
Yeah, it was nothing on the line, but it kind of hit my ego a little bit. Like, damn, I know we were playing the two, but I shouldn't let this dude score. But then there's $25 million on the back end.
I got you. And again, I'm taking the deal right now. Right now, I will take the deal. Entercom, is anyone listening? I know they're not. But I will take the deal. But here's the thing. You're literally being told,
yeah,
you're so bad at what you do, we're going to give you a massive amount of money so that you don't do it for us. It's really, like, that's an ego hit.
It wasn't $25 million, but I was getting paid when the Dolphins cut me.
Right. Right.
Like, and I still had a guaranteed little amount of money. It wasn't nowhere close to $25 million.
I'm telling you, again.
But it was like, y'all still owe me this money? You're going to cut me?
Right.
Okay. Appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, I mean, it's a weird yes. It's a weird thing. I totally get FSU firing him.
Yes.
I totally get it, especially after that. You've got a – I mean – If you don't have that football program up there in Tallahassee, what do you have?
Nothing.
So you can't afford to – I mean, you have been a critic of his since the get-go.
I was telling people this weekend, I was actually watching the Florida State UM game at my uncle's house. The guy that goes to every scrimmage, my Uncle Vic. He was the first one to tell me that Tate Martell can't throw. He early this summer, he came up. And I told you when I got to work, I was like, bro, my uncle that loves UM came up to me and was like, it was a trash pile. He was like, I went out to the scrimmage. Tate Martell cannot throw the football. How can he be a quarterback? And then we see now he's a wide receiver. I was watching over his house. It was his birthday party, and we were watching it. And we were watching Florida State, and we were like, what is their thing? Like, what do they do well? What's their identity on either side of the ball? Like, as a UM fan, they're winning. And then at one point, like, in the second half, like, I started talking to UM fans, and they kind of started feeling sorry for Florida State players. Like, man, this team is bad.
Garbage.
So that's what you can't do. You can't take – we're going back to that. This is like Florida State one time had a lot of respect. Bobby Bowden years, like that was a respected football organization. Tallahassee, they were putting out players after players. Some of the best players in NFL history. Deion Sanders went to Florida State. He is the best. He top three in football of all times. And now you're doing with this. Like Cam Akers is impressive. They end up shutting him down for 3 yards a carry on 20-plus carries. Like watching that game, you were excited. And then at the end, you almost felt sorry for Florida State.
Do you have that sound, Solana, of Kirk Herbstreit? This is like a what is this? Like a feature on ESPN where it's like internet only? They're just kind of shooting the bleep in a
and he destroyed him.
He destroyed FSU. Oh, do you have that sound, Solana?
Yeah.
It's Kirk Herbstreit. And who else? Is it Reese Davis?
I don't know who's to the left of him, but the camera's on him most of the time.
Yeah, so it is Kirk Herbstreit. He is absolutely destroying FSU. Listen to this.
I'm done with Florida State. I don't want to talk about them anymore. I hate the way they represent themselves. Their current roster needs to go back and watch the Bobby Bowden era because it wasn't about talking trash and fighting. That's all they do. That's all. They're the most undisciplined team you're going to watch. And they're the terrible team. They need to focus more on execution and less on chirping.
We were saying, but
all they do is chirp.
Here they play the Canes. So if you can't get inspired about playing your rival at home, you're 4-4. Both teams 4-4. A chance to, you know, salvage some.
Well, they're inspired, but they want to fight.
But that's what they just wanted. They wanted to wrestle.
They just want to fight. Yeah. They should get into the UFC, get out of football, and go fight people. Like that's all you guys want to do is fight. It makes no sense to me. I can't imagine
what
Willie Taggart, who's one of the classy gentlemen, great guy. I can't imagine what he's dealing with that culture, trying to steer the Titanic. Forget just winning games and
right
trying
now.
To execute offensively and defensively. He's trying to – these guys, Florida State, they'll knock a guy out, hit a guy after a 20-yard gain on 3rd and 15, and blow a guy up and then stand over top of him and talk crap to him. It's like, bro, it's a first down. Like, they have no awareness. I'm just done. I'm done talking.
I mean, that is like, you don't hear that kind of candor a lot from, you know, highly paid analysts, and he just torched them.
It's true, though. Everything they said is true. Because that was the first full Florida State game I've watched this whole year against UM, and it was just, like he's saying, they're talking trash, they're pushing, they're doing the extracurriculars.
And in the meantime.
Bro, y'all are down by 2 touchdowns. Get in the huddle.
And like you said, the score really wasn't even indicative of how they were outplayed by UM.
Dominated at every level of UM. What was it, 9? How many sacks?
I think it was 9.
9 sacks. UM got, I mean, well, Florida got 10 against UM, and we were laughing. Florida State's right. Like, they're
yep.
For the team that gave up 10 to now get 9, just think about that correlation, how bad Florida State is. They're embarrassing. Willie should have been fired. And to be honest, there's not much. Cam Akers is a grown man. I don't care how much you shut Cam down. But those other guys, they would – I didn't see many guys that would start at UM over the current roster at UM. And we know UM's one game over 500. Florida State's bad.
Let's get headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
Headlines are brought to you by Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. We spoke about it in the local hour, but Manny Diaz did confirm Bubba Bolden will miss the rest of this season.
Yeah, that is a bummer, and the way that it happened is just awful.
Kevin Carter and Kendall Langford one time told me, don't celebrate if I make a play. Don't come towards me because you like to do the head slapping and the jumping. Like, they pulled me to the side on just some, like, friendship stuff. Bro, don't come celebrate with us. Because all that head slapping and all that putting your crotch on our shoulder stuff, I don't need it. I know I made a good play.
I remember growing up, Dan Hampton was a defensive lineman for the Chicago Bears, and I think he had either got an interception or a fumble to win the game, and they were all celebrating in the end zone. He got his nose broken because
I just remember
that story. Like, yeah, I mean, man, Bubba Bolden wishes who was it that ran up and helicoptered him, man? He wishes that dude didn't do that.
It wasn't them backers, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah.
We also found out from head coach Brian Flores, who just got his first win, in his press conference a little less than an hour ago, that Preston Williams, the Dolphins' young stud wide receiver, we call him the unicorn on Dolphins Twitter, he's going to miss the rest of this season as well.
Yeah, that's a bummer. But I think you found a receiver. I think you found a legit receiving threat. And so this season, you know, if anyone's going to go down with an injury, let it be this season, because you're trying to put something together for the future. And I think he's a legit threat, and I think DeVante Parker showed out yesterday as well. I don't know if that'll continue, but, man, that catch in the end zone was a man-style catch.
We're going to find out about DeVante now, because Preston was pulling some safety help his way.
Right.
Now DeVante goes back to the number one, but I'll tell you this, I know who I'm drafting in fantasy next year. That damn Preston Williams coming off that injury. He did, he's going to drop in the little standings.
Yep.
Yes, Preston showed me in those games that he is a legit NFL receiver. A great two, maybe a number one if he continues to develop.
What else you got, Solana?
More Dolphins news. Armando Salguero reported that the Dolphins will play abroad in 2020 with one of the team's regular season games played as part of the NFL's international series, but no word yet if it's going to be in London or in Mexico.
Right, yeah. Dolphins are going to give up another home game next season for the international series. So
they're still going back to Mexico?
Yeah.
And last time it was an 80-yard field?
I remember a game being moved back to L.A.
Yeah.
last year because it was all eaten up or whatever. But
they were playing in the Everglades, I heard. Like, it was mud they were playing on.
Anything else, Solana?
I hate international series. I know it's about money.
Yeah. You were out there, right? You went to London.
I hated being there. Yeah. It was weirdos over there. I love that red light district, though. Ooh, got
great,
some action.
You told us a great story once. I can't remember exactly what it was. Like
the being big old Serbians?
Was that it? At the nightclub?
Yeah,
and then the white dudes?
Man, they had the biggest security guards in the history of time in London. And they would, I'm talking about 6'6", 350 with 8-packs. But then me and Joey Porter got in a big fight with a bunch of locals
over there.
Yeah, and they took – and the big-ass security guards took our side, and they kicked the locals out. We got to stay. I got a black eye.
Man, it was lucky for you that social media didn't exist back then.
Yeah, I caught me three or four, but then I got caught. And then Joey caught him, and then I caught a dude that hit Joey. It was a fun fight. It was one of my favorite fights ever.
International relations, everybody. anything else, Solana?
Yeah, really quickly, as for some more Dolphins news, they're, of course, going to be in Indianapolis to play the Colts this Sunday. Jacoby Brissett sprained his MCL yesterday versus the Steelers. He has officially not been ruled out yet, but it's looking like Brian Hoyer will be the starter for the Colts on Sunday. And finally, guys, the Cleveland Browns waived safety Jermaine Whitehead today, just hours after he posted profanity-laced and threatening comments on social media following the Browns' fourth straight loss yesterday in Denver.
Yeah, that was a bad look by him, and it's especially a bad look when you have a terrible game.
Yes.
So it's harder to justify that kind of stuff if you are getting burned left and right.
And they were saying
he got trucked on one play.
Oh,
he got destroyed. He got trucked.
But they're saying a media member. It was the oh my, I can't think of his name now.
Dustin Fox.
That's who he was cussing out. That's who he called all the slurs and the racial stuff and all. It was Dustin Fox that called him out. I think they should let that happen. Like, Dustin Fox, a young dude, let him go fight him.
Well, Dustin Fox, he could hold his own.
That's what I was saying. Yeah. Dustin, go tell this man to his face. They get that worked out. You know, go to the Dolphin and figure it out.
Now, I notice you overpronounced Solana Brian Hoyer. If you missed it in the last hour, in the 2 o'clock hour, just so you know, Alejandro Solana talked about the Colts' backup, Brian Hoyer. He had two
officially,
things.
But it looks like it's going to be Brian Hoyer this Sunday.
Yeah, that's Brian Hoyer. Yeah.
Brian
and he
Hoyer.
Said the Colts'.
The Colts'.
All right. Anything else? You got weather, Solana?
Yeah, weather's brought to you by Hialeah Park. Right now in South Florida, it is currently looking partly cloudy. Tonight, the lows should drop to around 79, and you can expect a 35% chance of rain at least until 10 o'clock tonight. Visit Hialeah Park Casino every Saturday to win your share of $10,000 in giveaways. Drawings all day long, and if you enter, visit HialeahPark.com for more information.
Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post, he's going to join us next, talk some Miami Dolphins. We're live at Twin Peaks in Davie. It's a Man Cave Monday. We'll be here till 6. You can come out and say hello. You can come out and watch some Monday Night Football tonight. Who is it tonight? The Cowboys and the Giants?
The Giants, yes.
Yeah, Cowboys and the Giants tonight. So you got that going on. And again, Joe Shad in the next segment. Now, let me talk about my friends at All American Roofing. You know, you turn on the news in South Florida, weather is always a big deal, and this hurricane season has been no different. So you really start thinking about your house and specifically your roof. And when you think about your roof, the first thing that should pop into your head is my friends at All American Roofing. Now, maybe you've noticed a roof leak. Maybe over the last few hurricane seasons, you've lost a roof tile here and there. Maybe Hurricane Dorian earlier this hurricane season was the wake-up call for you. You just can't take a chance on your roof. You cannot take a chance. All American Roofing is the way to go. They've been in service for almost 30 years. They've got a team of licensed and insured roofing contractors, and they're always available to provide the best in customer service. All American Roofing is so trustworthy. My wife and I use them to re-roof our entire house after Hurricane Wilma back in 2005. They've got emergency services available 7 days a week. They're always there to help whether you need a brand new roof or just a repair. Estimates are always free. And they use Y-Green financing if you need home improvement financing. Y-Green makes it easy and affordable to finance the home improvements you want, providing increased security and savings and comfort for you and your family. Your home, quite likely your most precious investment. So Y-Green takes a more personal and inclusive approach to home improvements financing for energy efficiency upgrades and climate resiliency. Call All American Roofing today. Very easy. 954-772-ROOF. That's 954-772-ROOF. Or you could check them out online at allamericanroof.com. Quick break from Twin Peaks in Davie. We'll come back with Joe Shad next on Hockman and Crowder. We're live at Twin Peaks in Davie, Man Cave Monday, celebratory Monday, victory Monday. 3 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder is sponsored by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. Joe Shad from the Palm Beach Post going to join us here in just a second.
There's a reason patients count on Cleveland Clinic Florida as their go-to for care, with access to the top-ranked care, including primary care with same-day appointments. Express Care online, you can see a provider live from your favorite device, and Express Care, ready to help you feel better in no time. And that emergency department is providing high-quality emergency care for very sick and injured patients. That's why Cleveland Clinic Florida is voted number one in South Florida. Come see for yourself in person or online, and make sure you use us as your go-to for care. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/where-to-go.
Joe Shad is with us. He covers the Miami Dolphins for the Palm Beach Post, and we always enjoy talking some football with him. So, Joe, when you look at yesterday's game, because I'm saying it's a celebratory Monday, and I feel really good. I'm happy for Brian Flores and whatnot, but there is a small Dolphins contingent that wanted to put up an 0-16 season to ensure the number one pick. What's your overall take on what transpired yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, if you had been in the Dolphins locker room, you know, on a daily basis, as I've been throughout the spring, summer, and fall here, you would want those guys to experience winning. Now, you might not want them to experience it any more than maybe two or three at the most times this season, but it really was a Super Bowl national championship type festive atmosphere, and those guys deserve it. You know, there aren't a lot of really no star players in that locker room. I mean, these are almost replacement level players. If you look at the starting lineup, you see guys that were signed off the street recently. And so kudos to the coaching staff. You know, that this team has been getting better, and really they, you know, they did a fine job yesterday. They out coached Adam Gase and his staff.
And, Joe, I found out yesterday that I find joy in Adam Gase failing. I didn't know it before the game, Joe. I found out watching the game. I find joy in him failing. As a journalist, did you feel anything come up? You covered Gase. You know how, you know, abrasive his personality is. Did you find any joy in Adam Gase sitting over there looking confused?
You know, I got to be honest. You know, Gase was pretty good to us as journalists. Now, you didn't see that because he was perceived as, you know, prickly during press conferences. But he tried to help us do our jobs, and we appreciated and respected that. But, you know, in speaking to some of the Dolphins players leading into this game, you know, they pointed out, fairly it seems, that this current coaching staff has a lot of the things that Gase didn't bring. Gase's focus was almost exclusively on developing passing scheme, not even running scheme. Like, this is pretty narrow. Like, we can't even say, oh, he was just focused on the offense. He was focused on, like, passing. And what the players told me is this staff, the new staff, is way more advanced in the areas of communication, discipline, structure, focus, organization, all the things that sort of make coaches good. And you're seeing players actually develop, which is the point of this 2019 season. You're seeing Devontae Parker and Mike Gesicki actually improve. And there wasn't a lot of improving in the Gase era. So, you know, I feel a little bad for him. But, you know, I think the Jets are to blame. You know, they hired him when they shouldn't have, and they put him in this position. And so he's probably going to get fired, but we can all say, you know what, he's got a lot of money.
We could say about Willie Taggart as well, right?
Yes, sir.
Joe Shad is with us from the Palm Beach Post. You mentioned, you know, some bright spots. Mike Gesicki played well. Preston Williams, unfortunately, we learned today, is going to miss the rest of the season. I was saying this to Crowder. Would you agree with this, that a couple of things that you could take through the first half of the Dolphin season? You found a diamond in the rough with Preston Williams. I think he's a legit receiver. And I think you have found through the first half of the season that Josh Rosen is not your answer at quarterback.
Yeah, I mean, the Dolphins certainly have come to that conclusion. I took a little straw poll in the press box. Some of us think Josh Rosen will never see the field again. I think he'll see the field for the last three or four games when the team is 1-13, 2-12, et cetera. I mean, why not put him out there on the field? Even if you're convinced he has no future with the organization, at least roll the dice at the chance that he can increase his trade value. I mean, and what can you get for him now? A 4 or 5? I mean, who knows? Maybe he's lights out the last few games and at least it gives you something to think about. Maybe you can get a 3 for him. Who knows?
And, Joe, with Preston Williams being out now, how much does that change the offense? Because as I look at it, he was the number one option. He was the number one threat. He was the X receiver. He was the guy. Does Devontae Parker just jump into that position now, or do things really change with, you know, Wilson and Grant taking more of a role in this offense?
Well, thankfully, Wilson and Grant are starting to feel a little bit better, but it's really not a surprise that they didn't contribute much at the receiver position in the first half of the year, considering their injuries. Now, that leads me to think, gosh, I hope that Preston Williams can be at full speed by the start of next season, returning from his ACL injury. It might be a close call. And that's going to be important because Preston Williams and Devontae Parker really complemented each other. They're sort of similar in terms of size, ability to control their body, make plays in the air. You know, both of those guys had back shoulder touchdowns in the last game. You know, Allen Hurns has been, you know, solid. He's come on a little bit here recently. You'll certainly see Isaiah Ford promoted. I just think, you know, these guys who are traded and or hurt, not being replaced by, you know, 32-year-old veterans, sort of just increases the chance. You know, you trade Drake, X gets shut down for precautionary reasons. Preston gets shut down. Those are three of their best players gone very quickly, and they're not going to replace them with, you know, very good players. So I just think that it, you know, I think the Dolphins realize, look, you know, Fitzpatrick is giving us a little magic here. We don't want him to get too hot. We don't want him to screw this whole thing up and win 4 or 5 games.
Joe Shad is with us. You can read his work in the Palm Beach Post, palmbeachpost.com. One of your 5 takeaways from the game, Joe, was that Christian Wilkins and Charles Harris created tackles for loss. Have they come on a little bit here towards the middle of the season?
Well, especially Christian Wilkins. I mean, we know that he had that ejection early in a recent game. And he had another rookie mistake where he threw a guy down to the ground for a bad penalty. But in watching the film, and I'm going to roll out that tape, Don't Lie, late tonight, early tomorrow, that Channing always does me a nice job and promotes. I appreciate that, Channing.
I will be watching, Wilkins is causing
some more disruption. Yeah, he's causing some more disruption both in the running game and in the passing game, and that's what the Dolphins need from him. You know, they spent a first-round pick on a defensive tackle or a defensive end in a 3-4 formation, and he can't just be a guy who holds up, you know, the line and allows linebackers to come through and make plays. He needs to wreck plays, and he's starting to do that. You know, he's following the coaching advice, using better pad level. And he really, one thing he brings, man, is relentless positive attitude, and that's really been helpful, you know, this season.
And Joe, with Kenyon Drake leaving, going to Arizona, he went crazy. Like, Cliff Kingsbury used him like I thought the Dolphins would use him. What did you take from seeing Kenyon's success in his first game, 28 hours into Arizona, him having 160-plus yards? Did you take anything from how the Dolphins used him, or how do you feel about Drake's performance with Arizona, his first game out of Miami?
Well, yeah, I mean, for 3 years, I wrote repeatedly, as did some other journalists, that we don't understand why he's not getting the ball more, but it was multiple coaching staffs. So there must have been some things behind the scenes that we weren't seeing, whether it had to do with practice habits, preparation, maturity, approach, all that stuff that is not, that doesn't have anything to do with how fast you are, how elusive you are. You know, he must have just been doing things that were the opposite of what the coaches wanted, right? Because they're not stupid. They want to win. So, yes, these coaches do want to win. So, you know, look, I mean, would it surprise anybody if Minka Fitzpatrick, Kenyon Drake, and Laremy Tunsil all make multiple Pro Bowls in the future? No. Will that necessarily be an indication that the Dolphins organization screwed up? No. All that matters is that they get a large majority of their draft picks in 2020 and 2021 correct.
Joe Shad, you can read his work in the Palm Beach Post. Finally, you're watching the Tankathon standings as we are. So the Dolphins are now fourth in the Tankathon, which means they would pick number four. Worth watching yet? Worth getting concerned about yet? Or you got an entire half a season still to play?
Yeah, I mean, you got Cincinnati going with the Boise kid, Ryan Finley, a fourth-round draft pick, a quarterback. You got Washington going with Dwayne Haskins, even though everybody in the organization says he's nowhere close to ready. And then you got the Dolphins going with this, you know, 36, almost 37-year-old quarterback who is capable of screwing things up by throwing for four touchdowns and 300 yards in any given game. And so, yeah, I'm concerned. You know, how much ammo do you have to use to move from 4-1 or from 3-1? You know, maybe you get lucky. Maybe this Chase Young guy from Ohio State is the first pick and they can trade up from 4-2 like the Jets did for Sam Darnold. But remember, they had to give up 3 second-round picks. And the Dolphins, the Jets would sure like to have those picks back. So, you know, I think the Bengals are the biggest threat. And, you ever watch one of those World Cup games where both teams need a tie and they just kind of kick it around for 90 minutes?
Yes. You think that'll be the Dolphins-Bengals game?
That could be Dolphins-Bengals, guys.
I think the over-under on that game might be like 10. And everyone's going to bet the under.
The other team score on purpose, you know?
Like when people are taking safeties. They're just, it's Ryan Fitzpatrick
running.
Well, it
happened to the Jets-Dolphins game. Each team took a safety, so maybe we'll set a record for safeties.
Goodness. All right, Joe Shad, follow him on Twitter, read his work in the Palm Beach Post as well. Thank you for making time for us, Joe.
Thanks, guys. Be well.
There you go, Joe Shad. We're at Twin Peaks in Davie. We'll be here till 6 o'clock in the 4 o'clock hour, by the way. Not that we're not there yet, but we've got a loaded 4 o'clock hour. John Michaels, who is a longtime radio host but a huge Miami Hurricanes fan. Yeah. He was in Tallahassee. He's going to join us. And Manish Mehta, who covers the Jets for the New York Daily News, and I can say pretty confidently hates Adam Gase at this point. hates the bane. It's the bane of his existence.
He loved him about 2 months ago.
I know,
though.
Crazy. He's going to join us around 4:30 this afternoon. So we got a lot of stuff to get to. So one of the things that I was able to do this weekend with all the football games going on, and I had friends over at the house, fire up some mixed drinks and some cocktails at the old house there, thanks to my drink maker. Not like you got to go out for great mixed drinks anymore. In fact, you make them at home with the push of a button. People are fascinated when I talk about this, and then they go to the website and they tweet me and they text me. This is one of the most fascinating products I've ever talked about on this radio show. So I make the drinks with a cocktail machine called the Drink Maker, which makes delicious mixed drinks and cocktails at the push of a button, like one of those fancy espresso machines with the push of a button, right? But now you could do the same thing with premium cocktails and mixed drinks. And you don't need to own bottles and bottles of alcohol. You literally put the pod in. You've got water in it, just like the coffee machine. Got water in there. You put the pod in for a White Russian, an Old Fashioned, a Peach Sangria, a Vodka Lemonade. The Drink Maker, it makes it right after you put the pod in. The Drink Maker looks great, sits right on your countertop, makes classic cocktails like a gin and tonic to flashy fruity cocktails like a margarita and everything in between. In less than a minute, with just the press of a button, you've got an ice cold, ready to drink cocktail or mixed drink. So this brand new machine is already a great deal, but they've got an amazing exclusive offer just for my listeners. DrinkWorks has taken $100 off their original price right off the top. Then for my listeners, you could take another $50 off for a total savings of $150, and they'll even throw in free shipping. Here's the thing, though. This offer is going to go away soon, so you don't want to wait. Here's how you get the amazing Drink Maker with the exclusive savings plus the free shipping. Go to drinkworks.com. That's the website, drinkworks.com. And when you're checking out, punch in my code MARC50, MARC50, and you'll get $50 off and free shipping. But don't wait. Like I said, this amazing offer will not last, and it's only for my listeners. So you go to drinkworks.com, use my code MARC50, MARC50 at checkout, and you'll get the $50 off and free shipping. An amazing product. And remember, please enjoy responsibly. That website, again, is drinkworks.com. All right, quick break from here. Come back with more Hockman and Crowder. We are live at Twin Peaks in Davie. It's a Man Cave Monday. Crowder and I are enjoying our Monday afternoon at Twin Peaks like we always do. University Drive in Davie. I always say if you're getting out of work early, you stop on by. Or if you're getting out of work regular time, come on by, watch some Monday night football tonight. The food here is great. The drinks are great. We always enjoy while we're out here. It's the broadcast we look forward to most every week, right?
Got some hot wings in front of me.
I'm not even kidding you. I've been sick all weekend, and my wife was like, why don't you take Monday off? And I said, first of all, I can't take Monday off after the Canes beat FSU and the Dolphins beat Adam Gase in the old Ass Eyes Bowl. And I said, secondly, I'm not going to miss my Twin Peaks Monday. Like, there's no chance.
There's a good chance you miss tomorrow. You ain't missing today.
Actually, I'll tell you, tomorrow, by the way, 3 o'clock hour on Hockman and Crowder, sponsored by Kubota. The Kubota BX80 series is ready to get any job done right. Dig, mow, and haul. There's almost nothing it can't help you do. Find a Kubota dealer near you at gokubota.com. Tomorrow, I would definitely not miss the show as well. We are going to do the show tomorrow from the Watsco Center in Coral Gables.
That's right.
I don't think a lot of people realize this. College basketball season opens tomorrow, and they're doing, like, legit matchups at the beginning of the season, very different than what you've seen in the past where you play some cupcakes and whatnot, and then all of a sudden, you know, the team is 4-0 before you realize what's going on.
We talked to Joe Z about it, and he was saying kind of how, like, the college football did Florida week zero.
Yes.
They're trying to get some real big games started early to get that excitement going.
So Miami hosts number 5 Louisville.
Woo.
Tomorrow at the Watsco Center.
Don't they have, like, the best player in the country or something?
Yeah, Louisville. I mean, this is going to be a legit game, and I don't know what Coach Larinaga has. I mean, we'll find out tomorrow, but I wouldn't miss tomorrow. But here's the scoop. So tomorrow, Crowder and I are going to be at the Watsco Center in Coral Gables. Jim Larrañaga will join us. Now, he doesn't like to talk on game days. We're strong-arming him. I don't think it's going to be any fun. I'm going to let him go after 30 seconds because you know he's not going to be in the mood.
Last time he was a little testy with us.
Well, we were there for the Duke game. It was a couple years ago. We were there at the Duke game, and we were doing the show outside, and they made him walk outside and sit with us, and I didn't enjoy that. I know he didn't enjoy that. And so tomorrow with Louisville, I can't imagine it's going to be much easier. So, yeah, but he's going to join us. But this is exciting tomorrow. Michael Irvin, the playmaker, is going to be on with us at 3 o'clock.
Wow.
So Michael Irvin, a couple days after UM beats FSU bad enough that they have to fire their head coach, my guess is we can say to Michael Irvin, the floor is yours. You and I can go out and get a coffee.
Let him go.
Come back, and he'll be wrapping up his diatribe.
Mike can talk now.
But I know tomorrow while we're out at the Watsco Center, Coach Katie Meyer is going to join us. Blake James, the athletic director, is going to join us. I believe Manny Diaz might walk over and join us as well. That was kind of up in the air. I'm guessing after Saturday maybe he'll have no problem walking over to the Watsco Center. So we're going to have a really fun show tomorrow as we kick off the college basketball season, which I had no idea till last week was kicking off this week. I didn't know.
Jordan Nwora. He's a junior
forward.
That's
the Louisville player.
Number 6 in the nation. He is the preseason ACC player of the year. I knew they had a dog on their team. So it's going to be somebody that Jim Larrañaga and the Canes got to go out here and start the season fast.
And I'm hoping the Watsco Center is packed tomorrow with students and fans. I think it's a 6:30 tip-off, which is a little early, but hopefully it'll be a nice real nice crowd there, and we'll have some fun. So anyway, that is our plan tomorrow. We'll continue talking football, and the playmaker will be on with us, but we'll talk some basketball as well with some of our favorite regular guests.
You're going to protect me?
From?
Oh, the Canes, the Coral Gables, just being down there, man. I'm uneasy.
Well, I'm going to be wearing some Canes gear.
You're going to do that to me,
I'm guessing that you're – in fact, I've got my touchdown rings with me here at Twin Peaks's, as Solana likes to say. I've got my
the Hurricane.
I've got it's just the touchdown rings. You don't have to go the Hurricanes. Try to make it all cute.
It's cute.
And, hey, listen, Georgia cocktail party guy. Not your week to be.
I'll get on you next week.
Messing around. In fact, I'm gonna take a picture here at Twin Peaks with Yvonne, one of our favorite waitresses, and Crowder. We'll do it in the next commercial break. Radio Mark Hockman on Instagram. I'm going to flash those touchdown rings, and you just got to eat it.
You
just got to eat it. But we got a text from someone at the Hurricanes wanted to know what T-shirt size you and me and Solana are.
For what?
Because they want to give us some Hurricanes gear tomorrow. And you said forget about it, huh?
I'm fine, thanks. I appreciate it.
You love Coach L, and you love Katie Meyer, and you love Blake James and whatnot, but you will not wear the gear.
No, I can't do it. I can't turn my back on the Gators. I get mad at people that move cities and give up on their prior city that they lived in their whole life and come to a new city and just take the team. There's no way I'm coming to Miami becoming a Hurricane.
But you
I'm a Gator through and through.
But you're kind of a Hurricane, man. You've got that. You've got something about you. I'm telling you.
This is where y'all Hurricanes go wrong. You think when you got a little nasty in you, you got a little swag to you, you got a little confidence, you talk trash, you ain't scared of nobody, that means you have some cane in you, that you're a cane. Gators are the same way. Y'all just don't want to give us credit. We're just a little more arrogant with it.
I don't know about that.
See, y'all want to fight and all that. We're just confident and happy. Y'all are confident and nasty.
I don't know
that's
if you
the
heard.
Truth now. Y'all
I don't
are confident
know
and nasty.
If you heard, we invented swag.
That's why y'all are so nasty.
We invented swag.
And that's why y'all try to protect swag so much and fight people. We just happily win, and we're very gentle, arrogant. We're gently arrogant.
Gentle. I can give you a couple examples of former Gators that may have been a little beyond gentle. I don't want to go there, but I could give you a couple that were just a little bit beyond gentle.
I think Aaron Hernandez was a little bit over the top, and we disowned him. We can't disown him. We can't disown one guy.
Tomorrow, we'll be live at the Watsco Center in Coral Gables getting you ready for the Hurricanes basketball season kickoff. We're at Twin Peaks in Davie today. It's a fun week of shows already shaping up. Now, we're in the tail end of hurricane season. November, usually a very slow time for big storms. But this is the perfect opportunity for you to call or visit BNT, Impact Windows and Doors, so you can start preparing for future hurricane seasons. BNT is the company my wife and I used for our home. It's a great feeling when you've got PGT custom windows and doors protecting everything. This was our first hurricane season where we had absolutely every window and door in our house protected by PGT custom windows and doors. And what a great secure feeling that is. That's a feeling that you and your family should have. Even when it looked like Dorian was going to make a direct hit on us, we felt safe and secure. Not only does our house look better than it has in years, our homeowner's insurance is going down because of the impact windows and doors. And BNT is the way to go. They came out to the house. They showed us exactly which PGT custom windows and doors would serve us well. And boom, we were on our way. If you own a home in South Florida, you just can't imagine how safe and secure you'll feel when you've got PGT custom windows and doors protecting every room in your house. Time for you to get the ball moving and take that first step towards having impact windows and doors in your home. Call BNT 954-233-0126. That's 954-233-0126, or you could check them out online at BNTimpactwindows.com. We'll take a quick break from Twin Peaks. We'll come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.